Sioux Police Chief Hugh Stevenson has abruptly resigned as the city's top cop, amid persistent rumors he has been handpicked by the federal Conservatives to run as the local candidate in the upcoming election. Stevenson tendered his resignation this morning, effective Sunday, at a closed-door meeting of the Police Services Board, a source confirmed to Sioux Today. "He is going to run for the Conservatives in the next election," said the source, who spoke on the condition of anonymity. Reports say Prime Minister Mark Carney will ask the Governor General on Sunday to dissolve Parliament and trigger a snap election. Stevenson will run in the newly formed riding of Sault Ste. Marie, Algoma. Stevenson was hired as Sault Ste. Marie's police chief in 2018 and was given a 5-year contract extension less than 2 years ago, in November 2023. His salary last year was $229,540, according to Ontario's Sunshine List. This week, the Conservative Party's Electoral District Association for Sault Ste. Marie, Algoma held a non-binding poll of its 1,400 members to see which of four contestants they are in favor of. Names included Cameron Ross, Michael Gassie, Chris Pattery, and Sonny Spina. Ross led the way with 56.3% of the votes. Ross told Sioux Today he is not disappointed in the party choosing Stevenson as the local candidate, but said he would have preferred the nomination to be done openly and well ahead of the election. "I don't like last-minute appointments. Now, having said that, I've got a great deal of respect for Chief Hugh Stevenson. I think he's a guy that gets things done. I think he's highly motivated and will represent the Sioux very well. I think he's an intellectual with a great deal to offer." Ross said he's happy to support Stevenson. Even after being the candidate since the start of last year, Ross said he's not worried about it. "To me, it's not one of these things where you get angry and take your bat and ball and go home. That's not what this is about. We need good representation, and I think Hugh Stevenson will provide good representation," Ross said. Bill Murphy is the president of the Electoral District Association. "I have not heard it from the party, so nothing's official in my opinion," said Murphy, who is reaching out to head office for confirmation. Gassie said he's also in favor of Stevenson as the candidate. "I just wish that Cam and I would have known about it well in advance, because we've spent the last year and a half going to meet and greets in Elliott Lake, Wawa, Iron Bridge, St. Joseph's Island, all over the place. But it's okay. It was done for the purposes of selling memberships, I suppose, and engaging people in politics." Gassie said he has the utmost respect for Stevenson. "I think he's a great man. He's done a great job as police chief. And I think this is an awesome opportunity for him to engage himself, coming from law enforcement and helping to reverse these soft-on-crime bills like Bill C-75 and Bill C-5. I also believe that he'll do a good job representing people from this area." Perhaps because he knew he was going to be the candidate, Stevenson has been more vocal in Sioux Police news releases since the start of February, commenting on guns, drugs, the judicial system, and even body-worn cameras. "The tragic loss of this young life is a stark reminder of the devastation fentanyl inflicts on our community," said Stevenson about a 13-year-old girl who died from an overdose. "Our officers remain steadfast in their commitment to holding those who distribute this poison accountable. We will continue to work tirelessly to remove these deadly substances from our streets and seek justice for the victims." Stevenson's biography on the Sioux Police website describes him as an experienced, educated policing veteran with more than 34 years of service, with various agencies, including Peel Regional Police Service and the Ontario Provincial Police. His resume includes stints as Deputy Director of the OPP Intelligence Bureau and Director of the OPP Academy. In 2021, Stevenson was appointed as a member of the Order of Merit of Police Forces, which recognizes exceptional service or performance of duty over an extended period of time. Stevenson is also a lifelong learner, his biography says. He has attained a Bachelor of Arts Honors degree in criminology from Carleton University with a double major in law and psychology, a Master of Arts degree in Criminology and a Doctorate of Education at the University of Toronto. Sue today reached out to Stevenson for comment, but calls were not returned. Sue today has also contacted the Sioux Police Service to see if a search has begun for the next chief. Other parties have already named their candidates. Current Liberal MP Terry Sheehan said he will run again, and the new Democratic Party confirmed Laura Mayer is its candidate for the riding. Arnold Hino is running for the People's Party of Canada. Reporting by James Hopkin, Brandon Walker, and Michael Friscalanti.